This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. military is preparing for what may be an extended air campaign in Afghanistan. U.S. officials say the air raids are wearing down the Taliban military. Removing the Taliban from power is proving difficult. U.S. officials say they may be just beginning to locate the sources of Taliban power. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The primary target remains Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday that the U.S. may not locate bin Laden until it removes Afghanistan's government.
I suspect it's easier to change the Taliban leadership over time than necessarily to simultaneously or before the fact find a specific person.
And the Taliban has refused to yield. The U.S. says it has steadily destroyed Taliban military bases, fuel supplies, ammunition stocks, and more. But Taliban military forces have begun to disperse. That makes them harder to find from the air. Senior defense officials say that Taliban leaders have abandoned government buildings and moved into caves. Taliban spokesmen have declared that if faced with ground attacks, they will fight a guerrilla war from the mountains. Navy Rear Admiral John Steffelbeam told reporters this week that the Taliban is not crumbling yet.
I am a bit surprised at how doggedly they're hanging on to power. I think that's the way to put it. For Mullah Omar to not see the inevitability of what will happen.
Military officials say they're preparing to bomb the Taliban just as doggedly. The Air Force sent a detachment of unmanned scout planes to the region in recent days. The planes, known as Predators, join similar craft already being flown by intelligence agencies. The planes can hunt for Taliban troops in hiding. Officials say the unmanned planes can also operate in the coming Afghan winter, flying low for hours at a time, waiting to spot targets through any break in the weather. Defense officials say they may extend the deployment schedules of aircraft carriers around the world. They're preparing, if necessary, to rotate fresh carriers in and out of the Arabian Sea indefinitely. Navy officials have also discussed the possibility of leasing commercial cargo ships as permanent floating bases for U.S. Special Operations troops. The ships would become staging grounds for extensive commando raids, replacing the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. Yet U.S. officials acknowledge the Taliban's military is only one source of its power. Another important source is the ethnic group to which most Taliban leaders belong. Afghanistan's Pashtun population is concentrated in the south. Many Pashtun follow traditional tribal leaders. Hafiz Malik is an author and Villanova University professor who's traveled extensively in Afghanistan.
The bedrock of their support really is the Pashtun population. And these tribal leaders run the society, they manage the society, and they're very influential among their tribes.
U.S. officials have said they want to encourage the southern tribal leaders to switch sides. A U.S. official says privately that effort is well underway. The U.S. is contacting tribal leaders through any channels available, CIA contacts, foreign intelligence agencies, or small numbers of special forces troops on the ground. Officials remain secretive about what kind of encouragement they may be offering or what the results are. But Professor Malik says that some leaders may have a price.
You see, the interesting thing is that under certain circumstances, you can buy the tribal leaders. It depends on the circumstances, depends upon the conditions.
And here are the conditions. Malik says the leaders may not stay bought unless they're convinced the U.S. is sure to win the war.
When they see that the Taliban leadership is no longer in effective control, that is the point when you will see that they would come out.
Is it just that they want to back a winner?
Certainly. I mean, this is the tribal mentality which has developed over the centuries. And this is the secret of their survival.
This week, a Navy admiral said he was surprised that Taliban leader Mullah Omar could not see his inevitable defeat. But Omar may be able to cling to power until his supporters believe that defeat really is inevitable. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.